Life is that journey that takes us along many adventures, always something new around the corner. For Deacon Tony Galati, when many of his peers might be planning that journey towards their retirement, well, Deacon Tony's adventure is just getting ready to take off. On June 26th, Deacon Tony will join Deacon Randy as they take the next step in their vocation as they are ordained to the priesthood by Archbishop Alexander Sample. Tony is joining me today to just kind of share with us a little bit of his time in adventure and seminary and what he looks forward to in the priesthood. Good morning, Deacon Tony. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, good morning, Britta. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be with you this morning.
Well, you know, we got to talk just a year ago prior to your ordination. Boy, what a difference a year makes. Now, how many years has it been since you entered seminary to now where we're getting to for your ordination?
Well, I entered seminary in August of 2016, and four of those years since have been in school in the seminary at Mount Angel, and I spent 1 year in my pastoral internship at St. James Parish in McMinnville, so basically a total of 5 years.
It's been a lot, 5 years, and maybe remind our listeners your story is very unique. Your seminary years, like any others, but you started it at quite a different place than the other classmates of yours.
Well, that's true. When I graduated, I was the oldest seminarian there. But you know, I've been around the block a few times. I actually graduated from the University of Portland in 1979 with a degree in philosophy. And then I got married, and I worked in the international shipping business for 20-plus years, and along the way, we had a couple of kids, and my kids are all grown up now and have families of their own. And anyway, at a certain point, I ended up going to work at the radio station there as the executive director. And I don't know, just a number of things that happened in my life seemed to give me the idea that perhaps the priesthood was something that God was asking me to do. And I began discerning, and lo and behold, I discovered that maybe I did have a vocation to the priesthood. And evidently, the church and Archbishop Sample and all those that are concerned with those kinds of things agreed.
So, yes.
I'll be ordained to the priesthood on Saturday, June 26th.
Such an exciting time, Tony. We will keep you definitely in our prayers as you kind of spend these next few weeks preparing for that day. You know, looking back at the years, and maybe not just the years in seminary, but over all of your years that you can see God's hand always bringing you to this moment, were there any words or advice that you received that is going to bring this all together and something that is going to stick with you as you can journey into the priesthood?
Well, there are words, but I can tell you that it wasn't so much the words as it was the influence, especially of our Blessed Mother. You know, at a certain point in my life, I think it was 1994, September actually, when I suddenly felt this being drawn to her. And I'll tell you something, that being drawn to her and my recognizing it has led to unbelievable things. It took me to modern day radio. It brought me into the Third Order of Dominicans. Just all kinds of things opened up for me once I started discerning with her. I'll tell you the one thing that really did spur me on, I mean, and really got me thinking. I had a chance meeting with Father Jonathan Decker of Buna, who one night actually it was a wine and cheese party. He looked at me and he said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Well, I'm running the radio station. What are you doing?" He says, No, that's not what I'm after here." He says, I think God is calling you to be a priest." And I just started laughing at him. And he said, "Tony, I'm not joking."
Said, okay, "Oh, okay. Abuna." Yeah, when Abuna says that, you start thinking serious.
Yeah, you got to take it serious. So I went and spent 4 or 5 hours at his house one day, and I left there with a mission, and the mission was to go purchase a couple of blank journals and start discerning the priesthood. And I can tell you that after about 6 months of that, I realized, oh boy, this guy was onto something. And so in the meantime, I had called a number of other priest friends and a deacon or two as well. And I will tell you this, every last one of them without hesitation said, yeah, I think this is something you're being called to. And so I couldn't not take it seriously. And so as a result, life worked its way through, and I ended up talking to Father Jeff Irvin at the Archdiocese, and I think he sensed it as well. Clearly, I wouldn't be here if at this point he hadn't. So here I am, and I would say, though, that as far as words, if someone senses that another person is being called to the priesthood, or they sense that person should consider it, they should say something. Mm-hmm. Because if they don't, it's likely that the person who's being called may not even know it himself.
Oh, Tony, you're so right, too. And many people would probably say this, that it's other people who recognize things in yourself that even you don't see initially.
Yeah.
But it's always been there. I think the journey to your vocation, to your ordination, well, that's been there from the start, too. But your path, well, different than others, but we are so excited for you. Deacon Tony Galati joining me today. In just a couple of weeks, he will be ordained a priest by Archbishop Alexander Sample. Archbishop has actually already made the placements for next year. Tony, where are you going to be as your first year as a priest?
Well, I just had a meeting with the pastor of that parish. I'm actually going to be moving to Holy Trinity in Beaverton, which I'm looking forward to, and it's going to be a huge change for me. I have to tell you, Brenda, that the real work and the real study and the real learning start now. Mm. That's a very large parish. It's very diverse. It's got a school. There's just a lot, awful lot to do there. And like I say, seminary can't prepare you for everything, so I'm going to have to be particularly diligent in learning the lessons God has for me and carrying out the tasks that He set before me. But I'm very, very eager, very eager.
Oh, and I'm sure the parish and school, they're so excited to have you with them. You better get a good pair of running shoes, Deacon, because I believe you're going to have to hit the ground running.
another thing I have to do is start working out.
Start working out. That's right. You are going to need to get some exercise in there to keep up. Well, Deacon Tony, before we go with just this last few minutes, I would love to just give you this opportunity right now. If there are people that you want to say thank you for, that you want to recognize, that you want to say, oh, you got me through, I'd love to give you that time right now.
Well, I tell you, the first people I would very much like to thank is my family, especially my father, my two uncles and their families, my children especially. It's been an enormous benefit to have them thinking and praying for me. But there are so many people, Brenda, out there that have been praying for me during this entire period, and it extends beyond the 5 years that I've been in seminary. I mean, I was discerning this since 2012, and I know that there have been people praying for me. People like, oh, I don't know, Dina Marie and. Mm-hmm. I mean, just so many, and I wouldn't even be able to name them. In fact, so many people have been praying that I'm just discovering who some of them are now. But they know who they are. I know most of them, or many of them, listen to the station. And, I'm so grateful for all their prayers. I'll tell you something. I never had one bad day during this whole formation process, not one. I may have had a few bad hours or 10 minutes or whatever, but I think it is through the power of their prayers that have gotten me through this in such a positive manner. I would be remiss if I didn't thank them. Unfortunately, there's so many of them,
right.
I can't even name them all.
Oh, it is a journey that we definitely don't take alone. It is by the prayers and support of everyone, like you said, those we know and don't know, that keep us going. Deacon, we are so excited for your ordination. Will you please end us in a prayer?
Yeah, I can. Let me say a little blessing for all of our listeners. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May the blessings of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Amen. And again, that is Deacon Tony Galati. Remember, the ordination will be live streamed. It is an invitation-only event, but the Archdiocese will be live streaming that. And you can find all the details how to get to that streaming page on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.